I'm El Rab Yechanan. No question here. We started out was only according to Rab Yechanan. Rab Yechanan was the one that made the statement that a lav shekod muasei is like an olav. That was Rab Yechanan's question. That was Rab Yechanan's cloud. So on Rab Yechanan, we had a question. It says by oinis that you do not receive malchus. So we have to give an answer oinis according to Rab Yechanan. So it's only a kash according to Rab Yechanan. For amalei Rab Yechanan. Litano, Reb Yechon himself told the Tana, Tani learn bitlu chayiv, v'lai bitlu pota. So that's Reb Yechon and Shita. So according to Reb Yechon, it's very good. Reb Yechon learns the way a lav goes, when you do the lav is not finished yet. As long as it's possible for you to be mekayim the yasei, you are not over the complete lav. It's only when you're mevatel the yasei, when you do an action that you can, we'll soon see what that means, that you cannot be mekayem the yasei anymore, that's when you're nigma the lav. So it's very good. You did the lav, you sent her away. But you're not over the lav completely until you're mevatel the yasei to remarry her. But as long as you could remarry her, you're not over lav. So Idashim's kol yomov means the rest of your lifetime you have the possibility to remarry her. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi Yechon learns. He says, Bitlu chayv bitlu potter. The Tani will learn like this. The Tani tona kaimed Rabbi Yechonon. The Tani learned in front of Rabbi Yechonon. Kol mitzvahs loisasei. Every lav in the Torah. Sheyesh pokum asei. If there is an essay afterwards, like meisa, like zeilon, that after you left over the meat overnight, the Torah gives you an essay to go burn the meat. So kaim essay shabor potter. When you makayim the yesei shabor, you're potter. That means if you makayim it. If you go and burn the meat right away, then you're free. Bitul yesei shabor, but when you mevatel the yesei, if you do an action of not burning the meat, but you just destroy the meat, is chayiv, then you'll be chayiv. So he said opposite ways here. First he says kayim yesei, then he says bitul yesei. Those are two different ways of learning. So he said to him, Omalei, my kramut, what are you saying? Kayim poter lekayim chayiv. Do you mean to say the main thing? First you say kayim. But if you do the assay, then you're poter. If you do not do the assay right away, you're chayiv. Then you say, bitlu chayiv, no. When are you chayiv malchus? Only when you did an action of being mevatel the assay. You're doing something that is not possible to mekayim it anymore. That's when you receive malchus. But loy bitlu, mashma kol zaman, you are not mevatel the assay. Kol zaman, it's possible to do the assay, poter. Then you are potter. It's like, which way are you learning? Do you mean to learn kimu v'le kimu or bitlu v'le bitlu? So Tony Reb Yechon said back like this, bitlu v'le bitlu, that's the way I mean to say. This is the right shot. Bitlu v'le bitlu means, if you do the lav, kol zaman you are not mevato the assay, kol zaman it's possible to do the assay, like here, you gave her a get, kol zaman you could remarry her, so you're not over the lav, you do not receive malchus yet. The lav was not nigma yet. So that's called bitlu v'le bitlu.
Now, that would be bitlu.
Right. A kohen cannot be married, right. For Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, no. Kimu v'le kimu. Rabbi Lakish says, no, the pshat from the lav on Italy I say is kimu v'le kimu. Besdin tells you, you did a lav right now. If you want to be freed from malchus, do the essay right now. Now, according to Rabbi Lakish, Rashi learns, when you do the lav, it's a complete lav. Really, you deserve a punishment right now. Just the Torah gives you a way out. If you do the assay right now, that's for Moki Malkus. That's the tikkun, that's the kapara. So Bezin tells you, kimu, if you want to be mekayim the assay right now. But lei kimu, if you do not want to do the assay right now, you do not plan to do it right now, if so chayiv, Bezin will give you Malkus. And the Gemara says, "B'maika miflegi." What does Machlokes tell you? B'maika miflegi, the asroi sofika miflegi. The shaila is, if they warn you, and it's a doubtful warning, is that sufficient for Malkus? The asroi sofika miflegi. Ma sover asroi sofik shmei asroi. That means Rabbi Yechonon holds that Hasra Sofik is Shmei Hasra. According to Rabbi Yechanan, for this lav, when you mevatel the assay later, then you will receive Malkus. Now the question is, how do they warn you at the time when you do the lav? the Yasaruah has to be at the time when you're doing the love. According to Rabbi Yochanan, let's say a person gives the girl a get. He was manasseh, he married her, and now he gives her a get. So he's doing a love by giving her a get. We have to warn him, do not give him a get, because if you give her a get, you receive malchus. Now that asroah is a suffix, the asroah, because the person thinks to himself, no, I won't receive malchus, because later on, another year from now, I'll marry her. As long as there's a possibility to marry her, he thinks in his mind, I'm not going to receive malchus. Then next year, he makes a neder barabim that he will not remarry her. So he's mavato the asay, he does something that he cannot remarry anymore. So it says he gets malchus. So the question is, why did he get malchus? The warning that we gave him before was doubtful. It was a suffix. We don't know if he's going to be mavato the asay or not. So Rabbi Yechanan says, you get malchus, it's only possible if you hold Hasroah, Sufik Shmei Hasroah. I mean, even a doubtful Hasroah is also sufficient.
What Hasroah?
Well, Masav Hasroah, Sufik Le Shmei Hasroah. That Rosh Lakish says is not called Hasroah. Therefore, according to Rosh Lakish, it has to be Kimu Le Kimu. That means Bezdim warns him right now and says, listen, you're giving a get right now. We're warning you right now. You're over a lav right now, and for this lav you do, you will receive Malchus. You'll have one choice. Either right now go remarry her, or else we're going to give you malchus. That's called a vadai. Like the guy knows in his mind right now, what does he plan to do? Does he plan to remarry her? Like, we'll see. If right away he goes to remarry her, so then he doesn't receive malchus. But if he doesn't go right away to remarry her, that's called asaros vadai. Rashi even says a little bit better. Rashi says better. Rashi says, according to Rosh Lakish, like this. Look at Rashi. Rosh Lakish sav asroa sofik loishme asroa. Hilkach. Him ho yugmar halav toli bebitul ho asay. If the lav would first be finished, when you do an action of being mevatul the asay, lo ho yulekulov, he wouldn't receive malchus. Because then the lav is called asroa sofik. We're not for sure that he's over the lav. Elo halav mishagirish nigmar. The pshat is no. When you give her a get, you did the lav. The lav is finished. So now we warned you before this lav. Do not do this lav. Because if you do the lav, you will receive malchus. It's called asro vadai. The person vadai was over a lav. Just for your essay nit and liyas takas a malchus. Just the essay is a possibility instead of malchus. Ugushayov or the bezdin. Or yikayim or yuka. Either he'll remarry right now, or else to receive malchus. The shad is called asros vadai because your vadai being over the lav. You're doing a complete lav right now by giving her a get. So it's a good warning. We're warning you: do not do this lav. There's only one catch with this lav. The Torah gives you a chance, a way out. That if you remarry her, that's tachas malchus. If you do not remarry her, you'll have to receive malchus. But we're warning you: asros vadai, you are vadai being over a lav. But if you learn bitlu b'le bitlu, there Rashi learns, kol zaman you were not mevatel the asay, the lav was not nigmar. You did not finish the lav. So if so, you can't warn him for such a lav. You have to give asroah b'shasis over the lav. The lav is first nigmar, later when he mevatel the asay. It's a suffix if he'll be mevatel the asay or not. So those remains asroah suffix. So that's what this machlokes is totally in. So according to Rashi Mashma, it would make more sense to say bitlu ble bitlu. Really, in Svara, Rav Yechanan is right. We should always say bitlu ble bitlu. Just Rosh Lakish says, I can't agree to you, because according to your pshat, it's asro sofik, and asro sofik is loy shmei asro. So that forces Rosh Lakish to say the pshat has to be kimu ble kimu. But if you hold asro sofik shmei asro, Rav Yechanan is right. There's more of a Svara to say by this type of a lav that has an essay connected to it, that the pshat is you're not over the lav, you didn't do a complete aveira until you also mevato the essay, which is a tremendous chiddush. Other rishonim learn different than Rashi. We're learning Rashi's pshat. Now the Gemara says, V'ozdu l'tamayu. This machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish, where the hasroah sofik, a doubtful warning, is it sufficient or not? It's their time. Ditmar not like this. Shavua sha'oicha kiko zehayom. A person wakes up in the morning and he makes a shavua that I'm going to eat this bread today. V'yovar ayom, the day passes by, v'lo yochla, he did not eat it. So he's over his shvuah. He's over alav. The Torah says, "Layachad dvoroi." He's over alav. He did not listen to his words. So it's a machlekes. Reb Yechon and Reish Lakish, or the Sofar, the Amr Tzavai, they both say, "Ein aleika." In this case, they both agree. We'll soon see for different reasons, but they both agree, "Ein aleika." There's no malchus. Why? Reb Yechon and Amr, "Ein aleika." Mishum Devilav Shein by Maisa. You did not do an action.